Barbados observes 3 days of national mourning at the passing of the Right Honorable Owen Seymour Arthur, born October 17, 1949, Prime Minister of Barbados from September 6, 1994 to January 15, 2008.
My friends, our country Barbados is the poorer for his passing. His intellect was larger than life, believe you me. His love of country as constant as the Northern Star. The last title bestowed on him was the most fitting, Professor of Practice. For Owen was first and foremost a teacher, taking the most complex economic issues and stripping them down to be understood by the average man and average woman in shop. His keen sense of history and of politics shared daily with an emerging class of politicians that he would claim responsibility for bringing to public life. As I said earlier, a man of his time and for the times in which he served. He discharged his duty as Prime Minister of Barbados and as a Caribbean leader with distinction. He shall remain in that pantheon of Caribbean leaders. On behalf of the government and the people of Barbados, we say thank you to Owen Seymour Arthur and to his family for his service to a grateful nation and to a proud people. To his wife Julie and his daughters Sabrina and Leah and his granddaughter, to his siblings, we extend our deepest condolences. To all who ensured his friendship and who supported him, we also extend our deepest condolences. The appropriate arrangements for the state funeral will be attended to by the Honorable Colin Jordan and by the Cabinet Office. It is at this time that nations find it necessary to reflect, and I urge all Barbadians to so reflect over the course of the next 3 days of official mourning. I remind us that during this period, that reflection should be accompanied by the appropriate behavior and the appropriate music in public spaces. I also remind us that thereafter, and from today, Barbados' flag will be flown at half mast until such time as Mr. Arthur's remains are interred. May his soul rest in peace, and may his family be buttressed by the prayers of all Barbadians, as I ask you, wherever you are, to uplift his family in prayer and to reflect on the manner in which he positively contributed to the life of our nation. I thank you.